Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, little Stevie Ray Rock and Roll here. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to check out the video every week. We post a new video, and we got a new one coming up pretty soon, so check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the green bag lady. And you don't mind being called the green bag lady, Debbie?
As long as you put the green in there, I don't mind.
Of course, it sounds better if I say the green bag lady,
exactly,
as opposed to the green bag lady, right?
Inflection is everything.
It's very important, isn't it? She's the lady who invented the green bags, ladies, that I know you, and gentlemen, I know that you all appreciate her very much. You see her on television all the time. But she's helping us. I told you earlier in the hour what a great entrepreneur she is, but she's a pretty darn good operator, too, because she's converted from starry-eyed inventor to real-world entrepreneur to world-class operator. She's operating her own business that she created. Now, I'll tell you something, Debbie. I got it. My hat's off to you, because you and I both know that everybody who is an inventor and everybody who is an entrepreneur can't necessarily operate what they created.
Oh, you know it very well. And it takes there is a certain skill set that's necessary, and it's not that skill set can't be learned. It clearly can be learned, but you have to be the master of your own destiny in this regard.
Right.
You have to be the one who says, this is how it's going to operate, and this is how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to follow through. Whether it's telling your friends and family, do not bother me, call me, email,
right,
text me, anything during certain hours.
Right.
Or pretend I don't exist for certain hours, unless the house is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or there's blood. Those
right.
two things kind of, those two things cross the line. Particularly if you work from home, and if you work from an office, things like the distractions that can take you away from what you need to do, whether it's going for coffee and getting involved in a conversation with somebody that takes much longer than it should, or, you know, I often will go and, you know, pick up a cup of coffee at a local coffee shop or meet somebody for a half an hour lunch or something, and I'll see people who are camped out in coffee shops as their offices.
Oh, yeah.
I keep thinking to myself, I don't understand how they get anything really done because
right.
the distractions
well,
are family.
And it's not for us to judge them, but it does make you wonder if they're actually being productive or if they're fooling themselves. And that's one of the things that you have to be careful about. And folks, we're talking about getting your business organized, getting yourself organized, getting your mind organized. It's a combination of all those things. But one of the things that we do is we confuse busy with being productive, and that's very disorganizing, isn't it?
It is, and I tell you, it is not easy to separate the two when you think, well, you talked about a desk, you know, like a mountain of stuff in an office, and you think, well, you know, today's task is going to be cleaning my office. Well, great. Your office is clean at the end of the day. Did you make any money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you found that great idea at the bottom of a pile of paper, maybe you'll make money on it, but you didn't do it today. And why was that great idea at the bottom of a pile of paper anyway? So
mm-hmm.
my attitude is, if you're going to do any of that kind of work, that tidy work and, you know, the little busy work, the fake work, I would assign a time to it.
Well, see, that's the reason why my office goes from being tidy to, you know, ridiculous over a period of, say, 30 days. Because every time something comes in, I continue to work, and if something piles mm-hmm. up a little bit, I just get over it. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bug me. I'd rather focus on my work than whether I've got some extra sheets of paper on my desk.
But what's on those extra sheets of paper?
well, obviously, if they're important, they're under my nose.
Good.
But
well, you know, I use visual clues for a lot of things. I'm a very visual person. I usually draw things. You know, if I'm working on a product, mm-hmm. instead of keeping it in my head, I will draw it because I want to physically see
That's a good idea. Our color expert, Gwendolyn Galsworth, says you should give things colors.
Well, I color everything. My calendar, and I still keep a physical calendar because I am visual. So mm-hmm. even though I have all the electronic goodies, if I make a list in one of those, I'm liable to not look at it.
And Gwendolyn would be mad at me because I called her our color. She's our visual expert.
I am so visual that my calendar, I have a colored marker. I outline every box in my calendar with a color assigned for every single thing.
And so you know what the purple means one thing, red means another thing, yellow means another thing.
And I don't even have to read the box.
Yeah,
I know.
You just see it.
That's there. So that's one of the ways I keep myself going. But another is that, you know, I taught my son a little cue when he was in school, and he would sit down to do his homework and get distracted by something else. And, you know, and there was a place for him to do his homework, a desk to sit at.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, turn that light on. We're going to put a little light. It's like a little timer light. It wasn't a timer, but it was just a little light.
Right.
We turned the light on. When that light was on, that was your work time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was to take your mind off of what you're doing while that light's on.
Mm-hmm.
When you are finished, you turn the light off.
Right.
And then your mind is free to do anything else.
You can go
else.
Do other things. Yeah.
And
folks,
you can actually train yourself with little tiny clues.
The biggest thing for small businesses is getting the creeping congestion
crud.
That happens.
Happens. Creeping crud.
At some point in time, you just have to deal with it. And it could be stuff. It could be paper. It could be other things. But it also could be ideas. It could be things that get in your head. But it also could be people. When we come back, I'm going to ask Debbie to help us get rid of those kinds of people. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.